Shir Chav Zayin, Yom Gimel, Parsha Shlach.
Tanu Rabbono. Noatz arba kundesim v'sichech al gabom. Rabbi Yankev Machshir v'chachom im poisle. Rabbi Yankev Machshir v'chachom im poisle. Omar Ravune, Machleikes al Sfas Agag. Machleikes Rabbi Yankev v'chachom im is a Machleikes al Sfas Agag. Rabbi Yankev Sovar Gudasik Mechitzte v'Rabbonon Savri lo yamrinen Gudasik Mechitzte. Lefi Ravune, the Machleikes Rabbi Yankev v'chachom im is no shaykhes to dyumdim. A normal sukkah, we're speaking about Sfas Agag. Rabbi Yankev holds from Gudasik. And Chachomim don't hold from Gudasik. Rabbi Yankev holds from Gudasik, and Chachomim don't hold from Gudasik Mechitzta. Why here Rabbi Yankev holds from Gudasik, and Chachomim don't hold from Gudasik? So we spoke out yesterday, even that in Amud, Lekula Alme, Larove, you don't say Gudasik. Over here, it's Nikoris Babais. Other, it's good Mechitzes. Other, we have the frame. Either way, here you say Gudasik. In the Sugi, here you say Gudasik. So the Ganze Machleik is Rabbi Yankev v'Chachomim is al Sfas Agag. Lefi Rabbi Yankev, you say Gudasik, and Lefi Chachomim, you don't say Gudasik. This is the source of the Shmaise, Alibe de Ravune. Rab Nachman Omar, Beemza Agag Machleikis. The Machleikis is not Besfas Agag. The Machleikis is Beemza Agag. So what is the Machleikis Beemza Agag? You have a sukkah. You build it in the middle of the Agag. You make four kundesim and you put Tzchach on top. So there's no walls Bichlau. So why Rabbi Yankev holds that it's kosher and Chachomim holds that it's possible? There is no shaykhis here bichlal to Gudasik. The Torah says, if you're Rabbi Nachman, the machleikis is no shaykhis to Gudasik. Beemza Agag machleikis is a halacha in Shabbos when you have a be'er. Well, and you want to take water. The be'er is Rishus HaYochid. When they come to take out water, they take it out to the Rishus HaRabim. You can't take out water. Chazal on the Taken, you make arba diumdim, you put four pieces of wood in the four corners around the be'er, and it becomes like a reshus hayochid, and you could take out water. This is the sugi of diumdim. Has to have at least a tefach to each side. So you have arba diumdim in the four sides, and you could take out water. That's in the Gemara. Now we have machlekes, Rabbi Yankev v'chachomim. If in sukkah it helps or it doesn't help. You put four diumdim in the middle of the gag, and you put tzchach on top of it. Lefi Rabbi Yankev it's good, and lefi Chachomim it's not good. This is the sugi de shmaisa alibet Rab Nachman. Lefi Ravuna bichlal, they spoke about Gudasik. No shaykh is the sugi of Shabbos of diumdim. But lefi Rab Nachman, it's the sugi of diumdim, that lefi Rabbi Yankev it helps, and lefi Chachomim it doesn't help. Iboyelu, beemza agag machleikes. If diumdim help in sukkah, lefi Rabbi Yankev, or lefi Chachomim, the diumdim don't help in sukkah. Aval al sfas agag, divrei hakol ksheiro. Oy dilme, ben bezu ve ben bezu machleikes teiku. What is the suffix of the Gemara? Lefi Ravuna, the machleikes was al sfas agag, a good asik dike machleikes. Rabbi Yankev holds from good asik, and Chachomim don't hold from good asik. No shaykh is the diumdim. Lefi Rab Nachman, the machleikis is diumdim. In the middle of the sukkah, you put four pieces of wood, four diumdim. Rabbi Yankev holds that it makes it a sukkah. See later how it works. Kilu, the place is closed. If you have four pieces, the tefach al tefach, everyone, it's like a zavi, so the tefach al tefach, tefach al tefach, four sides. Chachomim holds that it doesn't help. This is Rab Nachman. Iboyelu, alibet Rab Nachman, באמצע הגג מחלקס, אבל הספס הגג לכולה אלמה את קושה, או ידילמה לכולה אלמה הספס הגג is possible. And oydil me bezu bezu machleikas. Bezu bezu machleikas. This is the Gemara. So we'll ma'ayin a little bit. Rab Kiva Eiger, the Rashash, the Sfasemes, the Asikasha. The Gemara starts. Be'emtza agag machleikas lefi Rab Nachman. Aval al Sfas agag divra'akol k'sheiro. Why divra'akol k'sheiro al Sfas agag? Why do we akul k'sher as fas agag? Good answer. So that case has to have tefach al tefach or even without tefach al tefach?
Yes.
Even without tefach al tefach. So maybe say punk faker. Be'emtza agag machleikes if the dyum dim help or don't help. But as fas agag, if you don't have dyum dim, lekulal me posel. Why you decide that the other side is oydil me lekulal me it's kosher? Maybe oydil me lekulal me it's posel. Why the second tzad is oydil melekula al mekosher? Why the second tzad is not oydil melekula al meposu? Again, the machlekes beemtza agag is I have four pieces like this, right? I have four corner pieces. It's diumdim. Rabbi Yaakov holds from diumdim. Rabbanan don't hold from diumdim. What is the machlekes? We'll see later. What is the machlekes? Rabbi Yaakov holds like it works for Shabbos, it works for Sukkah. Rabbanan hold it doesn't work. Everyone holds from good asik. Maybe everyone doesn't hold from good asik. Maybe everyone doesn't hold from good asik. Why to say oydil mekula al mekshero? Why the second sad is that it's kosher? The second sad has to be oydil me lekula al mek posul. Why dafka kosher? Why we decide that as fast as agag, maybe everyone holds that it's kosher, maybe everyone holds that it's possible. Again, in the sugi of Amud, Rabbi said that it's not good. We were mechadish in the sugi before that fast as agag is good. Yes, the whole shiur to explain why fast as agag is good. I mean, it's not nikoris. Nikoris tfei frames amud nesvaros. Yeah, say it. If you have to say it, you have to say it. Say now, machleik is be'emtza agag, aber b'sfas agag, likule alme, it's posul. Why was posher to the Gemara to say, aber b'sfas agag, likule alme, it's kosher? One hour, Rab Kiva Eiger and Rashash. Oy, tell me, what is the second side of the Gemara? Bezu, bezu, machleikes. What is the pshat bezu, bezu, machleikes? Think good. Yes, what is bezu, bezu, machleikes? The cholik also be'emtza agag and also be'sfas agag. What means that the cholik in both? That in sfas agag when you have diumdim or even without diumdim? Bezu bezu machlekes be'emtza agag and also be'sfas agag. What the cholik in sfas agag? In the case that you have diumdim or you don't have diumdim? You have tefach or you don't have tefach? If you have tefach, some kibbeke says, so be'etzem it's not bezu bezu machlekes. It's one machlekes if you say diumdim or not, and everyone holds that chusum diumdim nothing works. So everyone holds that you don't say gudasik. So be'etzem the oydilme means that you don't say gudasik, that likulam lepsula. The Gemara doesn't write it. Mashma from the Gemara, oydilme bezu bezu machlekes, one machlekes be'em tzagag, if you say diumdim or not, and another machlekes, b'sfas agag, even if it's no tefach, that Rabbi Yaakov holds from good asik, and Chachomim don't hold from good asik. Bezu u bezu machleikes, two machleikesim. And then stated Rabbi Nuchananel and the Ritva. Bezu u bezu machleikes, Rabbi Nuchananel, that Rabbi Yaakov will hold from good asik, and Chachomim will not hold from good asik. Meichateis? Two machleikesim? Say again. To be minded it klo. To be minded it klo. We have be'etzem in the Avon of the Gemara. The Gemara, I call these two kashas of Rab Kiva Eiger, Shtaim Shehem Achas. Shtaim Shehem Achas. The Gemara starts, Rab Nachman was minded, Rab Huna was minded, the Machleik is Gudas. Rab Nachman says, Rab Yankov and Rabbonin is a machlekes in diumdim. Like we'll see later, it's beforeish in the braises that Rab Yankov and Rabbonin is a machlekes in diumdim. Be'emtza agag, what they hold besfas agag? So the Gemara, maybe there everyone holds from Gudasi. Maybe everyone doesn't hold from Gudasi. Why to say everyone holds from Gudasi? Second Gasha, Bezu Machlekes. Rabbi Yankiv holds from Gudasi. Also, he holds from Dumdim Be'em Tzagag. And he holds from Gudasi Be'Tzvasagag. To say Bezu Bezu Machlekes, like you wanted to learn, that the same Dumdim are talking in both cases, so it's in different words to say that only it's Kosher Mitzad Dumdim, but Mitzad Gudasi, Rabbi Yankiv holds that it's Basu. So this is the second side. Oidime Bezu Bezu Kula'al Mehal Mepasu. It's not Mashma in the Gemara. So this is Be'etzim Rab Kveiger's Kasha and the Rashash, the Sfasemes, Kolechot Bileshoinoi. The Val is Shtei Kushye Shem Achas. I want to feel this. The Hainu, where these Kashas are taking us? The Gemara never has a tzad that Rabbi Yankiv doesn't hold from Gudasik. If Rabbi Yankiv holds from Diumdim, he holds from Gudasik. The Gemara says, maybe Machleik is Be'em Tzagag, but Besvasagag, Kula Alme hold Ksheiro. You say Gudasik. It's never a tzad to say, maybe Lefi Rabbi Yankiv, you don't say Gudasik. To say Lekula Alme Psulo. If Rabbi Yankiv holds from Diumdim, he holds from Gudasik. Second Gemara. Oidilme Bezum or Bezum Achleikas. Rabbi Yankiv holds from Diumdim and holds from Gudasik. And Rabbanan don't hold from both. The Hainu, Rabbi Yankiv has to hold. If he holds from Diumdim, he holds from Gudasik. Reb Nachman was Maimi the Machleik is Diumdim. If it helps or it doesn't help. But Reb Yankiv has to hold from Gudasik. I want to read the Gemara weiter. Meisvi. Noatz dalet kundesim ba'oretz. Vesichech al gabo. Reb Yankiv machshech hachomim poislim. Ba'oretz beke'em tzagag domi. Vekomachshe Reb Yankiv. Tiyufte de ravuna tiyufte. Clearly the Machleik is Diumdim. In the middle of the floor he put four Diumdim. Reb Yankiv holds good. Rabbonin holds not good. Tiyufte the Rabbi. For sure, Rabbi Yankiv holds some Diumdim, and not like Rav Huna said, Machleik is Besvas Agag, aval Be'em Tzagag Dibra Akul Psulo. Ve'oid, frek di Gemore, Mashma de Machleik is Dafka Be'em Tzagag. Aval Atzvas Agag Dibra Akul Ksheiro. Again, what is the Raya? Maybe no one holds some Gudasik, aber only with some Diumdim, the same Gemore. Leimetev tiyufte de Rav Huna betarti. Omo lo Rav Huna pligi be'emtz ha'gag v'hu adin asfas ha'gag. V'ayid pligi be'emtz ha'gag lo yodiach ha'kechet Rav Yankiv de'afilu be'emtz ha'gag nami machshe. I want us to say over this Gemara and again two kashas, the same two kashas differently. The Gemara about a raya that machleik is be'emtz ha'gag is a braise. If you made four diumdim in the middle of the chotzer, Rav Yankiv machshe chachomim poislim. From Yankiv Marshin Chachomim Poizmim, is a raya Rabbi Yankiv holds Diumdim. Chachomim don't hold Diumdim. So Gemara, okay, I have a diuk. Dafka be'emtza agag machleikas. Aval atzvas agag divrei akol ksheiro. Tiyufta de Ravuna betarti. Ravuna said that lefi Rabbanon, it's not good. So Gemara, no. Machleikas be'emtza agag, v'hu adin besvas agag. V'hai diktoni be'emtza agag, lo yidiach hakoicha de Ravuna. Now two questions. First kasha freaked up Giveiga. We're saying no. It's only to Yufted Rav Huna and one thing that he said that is no machlekes be'emtza agag. But what he says, the besvas agag Rav Huna is marshi rabon and poisel, could be it's right. Why? The pligi betarti. Now, if you learn tarti like you learn pshat, like Rav Kiveger, tarti means that the diumdim were also on tzvas agag. The Gemara didn't mean that the choylek mitzad gudasi. And they were choylek only mitzad diumdim. Besvas agag. If the choylik besvas agag only mitzad yudim, so mitzad good asik what they hold, then it's not kosher. So it's vital to yuftin Rav Huna betarti. Rav Huna holds the lefi Rabbi Yankiv it's kosher. So the Gemara means the pligi betarti. One machleik is if you say yudim, one machleik is if you say good asik. So we have two machleikis, one yudim and one good asik. So I want to ask you a shaila. Rabbi Yankiv holds. You say Diumdim, and you say Gudasik. Yeah? And Rav Huna holds, you don't say Diumdim. I'm sorry, and Rabbanan holds, you don't say Diumdim, and you don't say Gudasik. Two Shayna Machlekesim. Pligi betarti, says Rabbeinu Chananel. Pligi betarti. Rav Huna holds from Diumdim, Rabbi Yankiv holds from Diumdim, Rabbanan don't hold from Diumdim. Rabbi Yankiv holds from Gudasik. Rabbanan don't hold from Gudasik. Now you want to write it. You could write Entzagag, and then I don't know Machlekes is Diumdim. You could write Tzfasagag, and then I don't know Machlekes is what?
Kudasi.
So you choose to write one. What the Gemara said you chose to write? What the Gemara chose to write? Be'em Tzagag. Why we chose Be'em Tzagag? Why we chose? What's the Gemara? I don't understand the Gemara. What the Gemara says? Why we chose Em Tzagag? What the Gemara says? Why we chose Em Tzagag? What miloidiach akechet Rabbi Yanki? That what? Hey, so loidiach akechet Rabbi Yanki? That what? That he holds from what? Again, the Gemara chose to speak on what case? What? And Tzagag. So what is the Kirchet Rabbi Yaakov that he holds from what? That he holds from Diumdim. And he holds from Gudasik? I don't know. Writes Fasagag, Leidiach HaKirchet Rabbi Yaakov that he holds from Gudasik. Why it's called Leidiach HaKirchet Rabbi Yaakov? It's one Machleik is in Gudasik and one Machleik is in Diumdim. You want me Leidiach HaKirchet Rabbi Yaakov. That word that he holds from Diumdim. I like to know Gudasik much more than Maisa for me. Speak about Tzfasagag, Leidiach HaKirchet Rabbi Yaakov, that he holds from Gudasik. As I fragged up Kiveiga. So Be'etzem is four questions. I would say that they're one question. And all of them bring us to one maskana bepshat ha-gemara. Even we'll have different lesbeirim below this. Rab Nachman holds machlekes be'emtza hagag. Zog di gemara iboyelu, aval besfas hagag, divrei akol ksheiro. Find up Kiveiga why. Why the second option is divrei akol ksheiro? Maybe the machlekes is diumdim be'emtza hagag, besfas hagag, divrei akol psula. You don't say good asik when you don't have a tefach. Why was so pushed to the gemara that if the machlekes is be'emtza hagag, the easier side to say is that tzfas hagag kula al mekshayro. One hour. Second hour. The Gemara says betarti pligi. How? It's two different machlekes. How it's written down? But now more from that. The Gemara says be'emtza hagag. Who adin that is machlekes b'tzfas hagag? And we're explaining that Besfas Agag is a machlekes begudasik. Not as a machlekes bediumdim. Because then it's mevur lekula alma that you don't say gudasik. So the Gemara says, so why I chose to speak about Emtza Agag? I chose to speak like Diach HaKoyche de Ravune, the Rabbi Yankiv that he holds from diumdim. Speak about Sfas Agag and tell me Koyche de Rabbi Yankiv that you say gudasik. Why is that a kasha? Again, we have two machlekes. Besfas Agag, gudasik. Be'emtza Agag, diumdim. So the Gemara, why we spoke about Emtza Agag, lo yidiach HaKeched Rabbi Yankiv. Speak about Tzfas Agag, and tell me Keched Rabbi Yankiv that you say good asik. Vaistois one teretz. Vaistois one teretz. Again, the lomdus of the teretz, we'll see the Rashash's Nusach, we'll see Andere Nuschois, aber if you want to have the heart of the sugya, the vote of the sugya is pushed to the Gemara that lefi Rab Nachman that Rab Yankiv holds from Diumdim. If you hold from Diumdim, you have to hold from Gudasik. There's no way to hold from Diumdim and not to hold from Gudasik. B'meile, if Machleik is be'em tzagag, so the only option is to say b'sfas hagag kule alme hold that it's good. Or at least they have a machlekes if good asik is good or not. But there's no chance to say kula alme hold that it's not good. Because if Rabbi Yankiv says that yumdim are good asik has to be good. So this is the way you read the Gemara. Rabbi Nachman holds machlekes be'emtza agag. You say yumdim or you don't say yumdim. Aval besfas agag, maybe Rabbanon agree to good asik. Oy Dilma, they don't agree. Just Rabbi Yankiv will hold from Gudasi, and Rabbanon will not hold from the Gudasi. And the Gemara is Mamshich. Be'etzem the Cholek in both. So why it's not written both? Lo Yidiach HaKoyche de Rabbi Yankiv. That what? That he holds from Diumdim. So for sure he holds from Gudasi. Right, good asik, I would not know that he holds from Dumdim. If you could hold from good asik and not hold from Dumdim, but if you hold from Dumdim, good asik has to work. Now the shaila is why. The shaila is why. Oh, but this is the tzursa de shmeise and Rabbi Nuchananel for sure. This is the tzursa de shmeise. Beis Hashem, we'll see the Ramban and the Milchames, but we'll get to him. But we'll see later. This is beetsim the whole tale of the Ramban and the Milchames of the sugya. This is beetsim the sugya. Again, Rabbi Kveiger did not understand like that in his kashas. The Sfasemes, they didn't understand like that. But maybe they were asking all different questions. But all the four questions that you see now in Rabbi Kveiger are based that they didn't learn like that. So b'meila they ask, say machleik is be'emtza agag, but when there's no tefach, you never say good asik. How you could say without the pligi? How you have two machleikasim? How you have two machleikasim? How it's two machleikasim? It's two machleikasim? Why? Half of one machlekes became the other machlekes. It doesn't make sense. And the Gemara says, "Moidiyah hakoyche de Rabbi Yankov. Moidiyah mikoyche good asik." The Torah says, "If he holds yumdim, he holds good asik." Moidiyah hakoyche de Rabbi Yankov. He holds yumdim. He holds good asik. So why we spoke about emtza agag? For sure, if I was speaking tzvat agag, I would not know Rabbi Yankov holds yumdim. But if I spoke about emtza agag, I know yumdim. I know good asik. Now, what is the hesbel? So the Rashash is Matzia Hatzo. It's Teiridik. But we'll start with the Rashash. I think we have Tfisa. We want to go later to Asach Lomdesho. But we have at least a Tfisa in that. Zog the Rashash, how Dumdim works. You have four corners. How the whole place becomes Ushusayochi. Rashi says later, we kilu pull the wall. So that you only do when you have four corners. You ke'ilu close yourself around it. Ke'ilu closes. Ke'ilu. It's like that I say. Aber lemaise, it doesn't have a base. It's only a tefach here and a tefach here. Gudasik, lemaise, you have a whole wall in the bottom. So if you could close the dyumdim, you for sure could do the gudasik. Gudasik is already a wall. You just like we said, you have to machshiv the wall in the bottom to help to the top. But I have from where to come. The Yumdim, I really don't have from where to come. I'm building Yesh Me'ayin. So if Rabbi Yankov holds that you say Yumdim, you say good asik. If in Sukkah you could say Yumdim, Shabbos Avadeh. But if in Sukkah you could say Yumdim, you could say good asik. First is the Torah from the Rashash. We'll have to miyashav the Shittas of the Rishonim. But first the Tfisas Avot. I'm saying again, we'll say it later, Be'ez Hashem. This is Be'etzem, again. It's maybe Andere Nuschos later, don't? Again. Later we'll see maybe maybe we'll see Andere Nuschos from the Rashash. We ourselves will say Andere Nuschos. Lo Meshane now. This is the Tfisas Sugya. This is the. But Rav Kveiger's kashas, tzorichyuns, four tzorichyuns Rav Kveiger disappear. And this Be'etzem the Rashash is answering in all of his kashas. The Hainu, we have a sugya. Avad, if we go with our Rishonim, is a sach besser. But our Rishonim is a sach besser. We know good asik b'kol ha-terikulo. We know in Shabbos Dumdim work. Shabbos, everyone holds in Dumdim. It's more in Shabbos. And Shabbos, good asik works. We know that it works. Our noise of the sugya was if it works in Sukkah. If the Yumdim works in Sukkah, good asik works in Sukkah. If the Yumdim is enough nikoris for Sukkah, that's enough to have epis to make, so for sure the wall on the bottom could work for Sukkah. The Yumdim is less nikar from good asik. The Yumdim has less. So the lesson of the Rashash is to pull out of a one tefach a wall is harder for pulling it out from a ten tefach. Again, a sukkah. Again. The Londas, I said, we'll explain later more Londas. I don't want now to misakev in Gansen. But the plan of the Rashash. Again, we don't want to learn the plan of the Rashash parents to hold one shlav before. We see that if you hold from Yumdim, you hold from Gudasik. That is Be'etzim the Nusach. I'm just saying over the Rashash that we'll have a Tfisa in the Nusach. Tfisa in the Nusach. What is the Baya? Again, I said you're arguing on the Nusach, and the end will say Givaldik in Nusach. The Rashash says about a Batish in Nusach. If I from Tefach I could pull a wall, so from 7, for sure I could pull. Remember, we saw Losh Rabbi Elchanan and we copy it. What we have in the bottom, we copy. So if I have a Tefach, what helps to copy? I only have one Tefach. But here I have a whole wall, I have what to copy. I have what to copy. I have from where to take it out. Again, the Yesod, I said the Yesod is a step before. Is Mevuer Kloren de Gemore. That if Rabbi Yankev holds from Diumdim, he for sure will hold from Gudasik. But Mele, what is their kashi? Kula al mekshayre, maybe offer a pshat that without Diumdim you never say Gudasik. State in the Gemara, I can't offer such a pshat. I could offer o kula al mekshayre or the zelbe machlekes. Rabbi Yankev cannot be less. Rabbi Kveger did not understand like that. He understood that you could, and when the Gemara says pligi betalti, he understood that we're not choylek that everyone holds Gudasik. Just the Diumdim are sai in the bottom. In the middle side and the side. Oh, but you don't have to hold for good asking. This is the way I'm kveiging on the Stundi Gemara. When the Cholik also has Tzvas Agag, this is what the Gemara means, that you Cholik and Tzvas Agag, this is the Tzvas Agag. Not what you Cholik and Tzvas Agag. We're learning now. Rabbi Yankev holds from Gudasik. There's no way out in the sugya. And if you tell me Rabbi Yankev holds from Yumdim, lo hidiach hokoicha de Rabbi Yankev, I know for sure Gudasik. Why I didn't write Gudasik? I said a bigger chiddush, and this is included. This is the chap of the sugya. Now again, the Rashash goes, cheshbein islach. If a tefach you could pull off, if a wall you could pull out, it's more misnabel. Say if the frame of the Yumdim helps, our frame for sure helps. If you are Nusach, it's a sachlach to understand it. If the Yumdim could make a wall, for sure a frame could make me chorus. But our Nusach, a sachlach to say it. But especially not using the Nusach, I'm not trying to get the Misakiv yet and the Rashash. Because we'll see in the Rishonim, I want to go without the Cheshboinus of the Rashash. I want to go a sach tifa. But to be my mitzvah of the Shmaisa. That if you hold from the Yumdim, you hold that Gudasik helps. And if the Yumdim help in Sukkah, for sure Gudasik has to help in a Sukkah. The Fira Bianca. Rabbanon could hold that you don't hold for good Yumdim in the Sukkah, so they don't have to hold for good Asik. Or Dilme, even that they don't hold from Yumdim, but good Asik is a Sach. Good Asik is a Sach Leichter. Good Asik is a Sach Leichter. This is the Tzus of the Shmais. Now, before we go weiter to the Yumdim, let me make one Cheshbon of the Rambam. So Lemaise, if we make a sikum of the Gemara, we have to remember never to get stuck. This is Rabbi Yankev. But if we misakim the Gemara, before we go to the next piece of the Gemara, Ravune holds machlekes asfas agag only good asik. He bichlal doesn't hold from Diumdim in Sukkah. Lefi Ravune, no one holds from Diumdim in a Sukkah. Machlekes asfas agag is no Diumdim in Sukkah. Lefi Rab Nachman. Lefi Rabbonon is no Diumdim in Sukkah. Be'emta, Machlekes Asfas Agag. Sofek, Lefi Rab Nachman, what you hold legabe Gudasik? Rabbi Yankev, we said already, we know he holds from it. We have a Sofek, what Rabbonon hold? Rabbonon agree to Gudasik, or maybe they don't agree. So if we make a cheshbon, Lefi Ravune, no one holds from Diumdim in Sukkah. Okay. Tiyuf to the Ravune. We know that is a machlekes. Lefi Rab Nachman is a machlekes if you hold from Diumdim. But the Shaila is if you hold from Gudasik. Lefi Rab Yankev, if you hold from Gudasik, said everyone. Lefi Rabbonon, the first side is everyone holds from Gudasik, and Efshena. So now we want to pass in La Aloche, we don't pass in Rab Yankev. We pass in Rabbonon. So for us, Diumdim cannot help in a Sukkah. Right? If we hold Aloche ke Rabbonon, so Diumdim cannot help in a Sukkah. So we don't hold from Diumdim in a Sukkah. Now, we pass in good Asik in a Sukkah or not? It's fast agag. Good Asik will help or not? Let me ask a question. Lefi Ravune, Rabbonon hold from good Asik or not? Lefi Ravune, Rabbonon hold from good Asik? Machlekes is fast agag. Lefi Ravune. Rabbi Yankev hold. And Rabbonon don't hold. So Lefi Ravune, Lefi Rabbonon, you don't say good Asik. Lefi Rab Nachman, Lefi Sofik in the Gemara. One tzad is Lekula al Mekshayra, or the Machleke Bezu Bezu, and it doesn't help Lefi Rabbonon. So if someone asks you La Aloche Lemaise, you have a gag, and you want to say good asik, you could say good asik or not. La aloche, you could say good asik or not. Lefi Rav Huna lekula almenat, lefi Rav Nachman is a suffix in the Gemara, suffix de reis el chumra, you can't sit in the sukkah. Lefi Rav Huna lekula almenat, it's not good. Lefi Rav Nachman, it's a suffix that Rabbi Yankov holds good, but we don't pass Rabbi Yankov. Lefi Rabbanon, if the first tense of the Gemara, it's good. For the second tense of the Gemara, it's not good. Suffix de reis. The Rambam paskins la aloche that it's good. And perik dal milchei sukkah aloche yud. Noatz arba kundesim al arba zaviyei sagag v'sichech al gab amoyl v'asichuch al sfa sagad k'sheiro roim es amechitza atachtoino hem oylo lemalo al sfa sashach. He passed that b'sfa sagag is good. Zog de raived oymer avrom ze einoy afilu le rab nachman hobeteiku ve lechumre lefi rabuna efashu, it's not good lefi rabonon, and lefi rab nachman it's a teiku if it helps lefi rabonon or not. So something de reis lechumre frek de raived, so how you could say la aloch de rambam that al tzfas agag we say good as. Hari be'amud we don't say good as. But we pass in Perek Daled Aloche Yudaled that we don't say like Rove. But why are you telling me that B'Sfas Agag you could say good asik? Oimer Ravrom, Ravuna for sure doesn't know. You hold Machleket B'Sfas Agag and Lefi Rabbanon it's not good. Lefi Rav Nachman it's two tzedotim in the Gemara V'Salke B'Teiku. So the Magid Mishnah has a different girsa that they had the Kadmoinim that the Gemara says Klod Lefi Rav Nachman Machleket B'Ensa Agag. אבל בספס הגג לכול העל מקשיר. אז גיוון הזה גירסה. גיוון הזה גירסה. בספס הגג מחליק, באמצע הגג מחליקס, אבל בספס הגג לכול העל מקשיר. אבל we're not going with that גירסה. We didn't have this גירסה. So the question is, from where the Rambam took out to say that בספס הגג is kosher. And this is what Reb Chaim in the Sefer wants to be Miyasha. Zogt Reb Chaim in Sefer, Aposhte Teretz. It says like this. Be'emtza Agag, Diumdim, we don't pass. Besfas Agag, Sofek. If we say good asik, or we don't say good asik. Zogt Reb Chaim, Be'etzem one word. It's a big Reb Chaim, but it's only for Cheshbonos. So Reb Chaim, I have a teretz, I have a Gemara in Shabbos that you have two chatzeres, two roofs of two people near each other. The Gemara says you can't carry from one to each other because it's kilo is a wall in between. You say good asik. Shteit klo that you say good asik as far as agag. Often a Gemara in Eruvin, two chatzeres, you can't move from one to each other because we say good asik and kilo you have a wall in between the two chatzeres. So often a Gemara that b'sfas agag you say good asik. Often a Gemara that b'sfas agag you say good asik. So the Rambam paskens al pi the Gemara and Shabbos. What? Gemara and Eruvin, two chatzeres, two roofs. You can't. What? My baya. And them zogt Reb Chaim, don't tell me how the Rambam was medame. The Rambam learned the sugi like Reb Avrom Minahar. That the reason that we didn't say good asik and amud was why? Not because it's a din and sukkah for Nikoras. Why we didn't say good asik and amud? Lefir Reb Avrom Minahar. Why we didn't say good asik and amud lefir Reb Avrom Minahar? Not because of din Nikoras and sukkah. Why we didn't say good asik? And Amud, why if Reb Avrom Minahar we don't say good asik? Because if something is not nikel, you can't pull out a wall of it. Was a din and good asik, not a din and sha and sukkah. If Rashi alamol you say good asik, but in sukkah is a din ikoros. But if the Rambam, if Reb Avrom Minahar, the reason you didn't say good asik and Amud was. Why didn't say good asik in Amud? The reason you didn't say good asik in Amud, Lefi Reb Avrom Minahar was because you can't make a good asik if something is not nika. You can make good asik if something is not nika. So was a chisaron not in suke, was a chisaron in every good asik. If stated in the Gemara in Eruvin that in a gag you don't have that chisaron, so also in suke it works. Our sugi was not a sugi in suke. Our sugi was a sugi bekolatire kulo. You could say good asik from Amud, or you cannot say good asik from Amud. Right? This was about Rami now. And the Gemara says that you cannot say good asik from Amud. If you cannot say good asik from Amud, you can't say in suke also. Legabi Sfas Agag, Nachman never spoke about it. He said, Machlek is be'en tzagag, legabi diumdim. What did good asik, Rab Nachman? The Gemara didn't speak about it. What is the halacha legabi? We have often a gemara in Shabbos. The legabi tzvas agag. We say good asik. The mele who adin legabi suk? Who adin legabi suk? So Reb Chaim and it's meduik in Rambam. When the Rambam brings down the halacha from Amud, it's a beautiful diuk of Reb Chaim. Amud shugavoya. Why it's possible by Amud? She'ein eilu mechitzes anikorois ve'nimtzo al gav Amud schach beloitvanes. Fregt Reb Chaim Alosh. Why al gav Amud you don't say good asik? She'ein eilu mechitzes anikorois ve'nimtzo al gav Amud schach kosho beloitvanes. I want to read these two lines. Why by Amud it's not good? She'ein eilu mechitzes anikorois שאין אילו מחיצס הניקורויס ונמצא על גבי עמוד שכח כושר בלא יתפנס. פרנק רב חיים, the Rambam is saying why עמוד is not good. שאין אילו מחיצס הניקורויס ונמצא על גבי עמוד שכח כושר בלא יתפנס. בלא יתפנס הניקורויס פוסח בקד וסיים בחוביס. Al gabe amud, why is not good? She'ein eilu mechitzes anikoros, ve'nimtzo al gabe amud schach kosher belo itvanes. Say ve'nimtzo al gabe amud mechitzes she'ein anikoros. Zog Reb Chaim, here is Reb Avraham Minahar. Val es mechitzes she'ein anikoros in the bottom, so you can't say good asik at all. Ve'nimtzo al gabe amud. So this is Reb Chaim Steretz al Das HaRambam. So this is Be'etzem a separate piece. Again, the Vav we said two chalokim, and the Vav we're not mechaber them. One chalek is that Alibet Rab Nachman Bachlekes is Be'emtza Agag Diumdim. Rabbi Yankiv holds from Diumim, Rabbanon don't hold from Diumim. Legabe Sfas Agag is a suffix of the Gemara. Rabbi Yankiv for sure holds from Gudasik. The Shaila what Rabbanon hold. They hold or they don't hold. This was the first chalek we explained. Now we have another Shaila. The Rambam passes the Aloche Besfas Agag, you say Gudasik. Frag them the Raivet, Rafi Ravuna for sure it's not good, because Rabbanon hold that it's not good. And even if Rav Nachman was a suffix. The answer is the Rambam learns that the sugya is like Rav Avraham Minahar. That the noise is if you say good asik or you don't say good asik. Not sukadik. And Valbi, Bimasech the Eruvin, we have a riot that Begag you say good asik, but Mele, Besfasagag, he also you say good asik, Besfasagag. This is the second chalek. I want now to be Mamshech the Gemore, and we'll learn the sugya of Diumdim a little bit, and then we'll go back. The last braise is a poshte gemore. Tonu rabono, noatz arba kundesim baoretz v'sichich al gabom. Rabbi Yankiv oim eroim kol shilu yicholek v'yachloiku v'yesh mohem tefach lekan nimad mishum diumet. V'im lab, ein idoni mishum diumet. Shoy Rabbi Yankiv oim eroim diumet nesuke tefach. V'chachomim oim rim, ad shiyu shtayim ki ilchoso v'shtish safilu tefach. Here, often a braise, you have four pieces around the sukkah, and you make schach al gabom. Rabbi Yankiv holds from the yumdim, and Rabbanon don't hold from the yumdim. Tzu de tzu, Rabbi Yankiv says it doesn't have to be really two pieces. It could be a big circle that you could cut in and curve out of it a tefach al tefach. Chidush veda raga. And Rabbanon holds it's not good. So when you read the Gemara, how you learn pshat? Rabbi Yankiv holds from the yumdim, and Rabbanon don't hold from the yumdim. Right? This is Be'etzem. Be'etzem, Rab Nachman could have bought this in Breis and Mefureshes. So Mefurish in the Gemara, we know today we're going with Rab Nachman, Rav Huna is Itzuf. We don't have Rav Huna. Tiyufte. Rab Nachman, Machlekes, Rab Yanke, Verabonon, you say Diyumdim or you don't say Diyumdim. And what we're going to learn today is this Machlekes. What is the Machlekes, Rab Yanke, Verabonon? Rab Yanke holds from Diyumdim and Rabonon don't hold from Diyumdim. How you learn Pshat in the Machlekes? How you learn Pshat in the Machlekes? Rab Yanke holds from Diyumdim and Rabonon don't hold from Diyumdim. You know, what is the Machlekes? What? Well, Rabbi Yankiv got a local measure in Sinai and Rabban will not do. Kenza? 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 I'm asking. Would be more gishmak if Rabban would tell Rabbi Yankiv, in Shuldik, you're wrong, a local measure in Sinai. Look how Rabban answered him, very strange. Look at Lashon HaGemara, how Rabban answered. Okay, could be. This is what they say. Kenza? Kenza? This is what they say. The Lashon HaGemara leads Diukal, we call it. Diukal. Not the Rabbanon Oimri, but doesn't help. Rabbanon Oimri, Mashiach, Taim, Ki, Ilchos, and Vashis, Afilu, Tefach. So what we are minded is the noise of the Sugi as Be'etzem, and this Be'etzem is not kosher to nothing what we said. We'll get back to it. What is Machlekes, Rabbi Yanke, and Rabbanon? So to be Masbir, the first derech of the Rishonim, I want to grab a rhyme here, two Mahalachim in the Rishonim. We'll start with the first Mahalach, with a Yediyah. The Ra'o says that Rabbonon agree. What would be if you have a Diomed that is 7 and 7? 7 and 7, 7 and 7, 7 and 7. It's good or it's not good? I want to be masbir. Could be you'll ask me, you don't have to come to Diomed, you already almost have a Sukkah. But the Ra'o holds, Poutz Merube is not good in a Sukkah. If you have a room like Mrs. Shai, and you have four little pieces, 7 and 7. The Ra'o says, Be'etzem, it's Porutz Merube. Zog the Ra'o, Rabbonon Amoide, that you say Diyomid. They only didn't agree that Tefach is enough. But 7 and 7, they agree. As they state in the Ra'o by us. We'll go weiter. Reb Yankiv holds, what is the Shiur of Diyomid? Tefach. Why Tefach? It's why Tefach. How Rabbi Yankiv knows Tefach? What? So Aaron will say, Halacha L'Moshe M'Sina. Say it. Halacha L'Moshe M'Sina. This is but the Pashtus. And maybe some Rishonim learn like that. Maybe Tesis learns like you. I found a Rabbeinu Peretz that says something else. We'll see one little Tesis today. D'yoy Mesuke Tefach. V'hodeboi amo gabi pase biroes. Why in Shabbos, when you make the oil regolim, you have to put an amo, dalet al dalet? So, Teisa state be'etzem that Yoimet Shabbos is hamos mi'ikar adin? Tefach. Gabi Shabbos ichmiru, aber mi'ikar adin is tefach. Right? Halacha l'moshe m'sinai, Yoimet, you make four corners, ki'ilu it's closed. Anu halacha bilches kol ha'tere kula. Some people hold that Kimat today all the places are called Rosh Hashayochid. Why the Eruvim help? Because we have Diyomidim. Every street is, you could make some Diyomidim in the whole today, the way they build the streets are built. One of the Eterim to the same Mechan Eruv, even there's so much people, there's Diyomidim all over. Every street today, the way it's built, we have corners all over the place. Right, streets are open, but you have Diyomids. You have Diyomids. What? Ki'ilu. You cut it, so what do you need Rashi? Roim, it's enough. The brick is big enough. The bricks are big enough today. I'm not going now to the Cheshbon. Rabbeinu Peretz says, Nein! And Shabbos me'ikar adin, you need an ammo. You know why you need an ammo in Shabbos? What is Shetach Rishus HaYochid b'Shabbos? How big is the Amud? Dalet Tfochim al Dalet Tfochim. Dalet al Dalet. The Gabi Anochim, Bokim Anochim. Shabbos Amokim Choshuv is Dalet al Dalet. Or Dalet Amis. So you have Amo and Amo and Amo and Amo. So you have a Shiur. See the Rabbeinu Peretz. Zog Rabbeinu Peretz. Why in Shabbos you need more? Ve'ein mechitze pochis me'arba tfochim. Shabbos is b'mechitze. Mechitze is arba tfochim. So again, Diyomid Shabbos is how much? Arba. The Yomid Shabbos is Arba. So why in Sukkah is enough one? Why in Sukkah is enough one? Abel Sukkah Shlish is Afilu Tefach. Aloch Elimayishim Misinai, that one wall could be Tefach. Zogt Rabbeinu Peretz Azay. In Shabbos, the Yomid Sukkah is how much? In Shabbos, four. Because you have to have a mechitze. Four and four and four and four. And Sukkah, in the Aloch Elimayishim Misinai state, that Shlish is Tefach, that Shir mechitze in Sukkah is Tefach. So the Yomid of Sukkah is how much? Tefach. So it comes out like this. In Shabbos, everyone agrees that you could do the Yomid. How much is the Yomid in Shabbos? Arba al arba al arba al arba. Rabbanan agree? Yes. Everyone agrees. And Sukkah, Rabbi Yankov came and he said what? Val Sukkah. Shlishis afilu tefach. What is the shiur Yomid? Tefach al tefach. Rabbanan said, no, no. Shlishis afilu tefach is a small aloche. The Iker aloche is really how much? Seven. So in the mechitzas of Sukkah, how much are? How much is the mechitzas of Sukkah? Seven. So how much is the Yomid of Sukkah? Seven, seven. So it comes out like this. Rabbi, this is the first sheet. The Ra'o and Rabbeinu Peretz are learning. Is no machleikis Rabbi Yanke ve'Rabbonon if you say Yomid and Sukkah or not. Everyone agrees, Bekolate Rekulo, you say Yomid. Shabbos, you say. Sukkah, you say? Yes. Just the Firabon has to be how much? Seven. The Firab Yankiv? Tefach. So it's no machlekes if you say Yomid or not. So the first Shita Sarishoinim, we'll call it Shita Saraover Rabbeinu Peretz, is no machlekes Reb Yankiv Rabbonon if you say Yomid or you don't say Yomid. Everyone agrees you say Yomid. Bekol aterekulo, you say Yomid. Bekol aterekulo. Sai besuke, sai beshabes. Just what? Beshabes, you need four and four. On them is not a Yomid. If you have one. And Suke, Rabbi Yankov came and said, I have a shtikl teire. Shtetschlish is tefach. You could make a Yomid tefach. What Rabbanon answer him? No. We need seven. So this is the Lashon HaGemara. V'chachomim oimrim, shtein ki ilchos ha-shlish is tefach. You're wrong. The halacha is the mechitzas ha-sheva. The mechitzas ha-sheva. B'meile, Avada, Teizah didn't say that. Teizah's learned tefach helps all over. No shaykh is the shlish is tefach. Teizah is not going in this bismedrash. Also in Rashi, I don't think he's going with this Medrash. But the while, we have first Shittas Rishonim. So, Lechure, this Shittas Rishonim sounds givaldic. Why this Shittas Rishonim sounds givaldic? We don't have to start with Fakroch. Vosi machlekes Rabbi Yanke ve'Rabbonon if you say Diyoim Dima Da? No, klare Sachen. Meishno Suke von Shabbos, Meishno Dof von Dof. Nein, everyone holds from Diyoim, eh? Shabbos, you need four. Sukkah, Reb Yankov said one. Rabbanon said seven. Glad or not glad? But this glad is one way, but this doesn't have a good end. Lefi that is the reason that Reb Yankov will hold that good asik will help in a sukkah. As a shaykhis in between this machlekes Rabbi Yankov and Rabbanon, what they will hold legabe good asik in a sukkah? No shaykhis at all. So everything what we said is not going to feed these rishonim. We have to. Everyone holds the same. Rabbi Yankov and Rabbanon are the same shita. They have a vikuach if the tefach, if the shlishis is the measurement, or the seven is the measurement. A shayna vikuach. Very gishmak in Loshon HaGemara. But Rabbi Yankov holds the tefach is the shiur for the Yomid. So Shabbos four, here one. Rabbanon say Shabbos four, here seven. Okay, we know Teisa doesn't hold like that. But I'm saying belong this. If this is Rabbi Yankov, so it's Rabbi Yankov holds that Yomidim help here. I could hear. So Gudasik also could help. Rabbanon also holds that Yomidim help. Because they hold you have to have seven. So it's no shaykhis, this machlekes, to bring us to the next machlekes. Not at all. Rabbi Yankiv and Rabbanan are the same person. Both of them hold from the Yomid. Both of them hold from the Yomid. If both of them hold from the Yomid, so why Lefi Rabbi Yankiv Gudasik will help and Lefi Rabbanan not? That the Gemara will say, Bezu, Bezu, machlekes. The same thing Rabbi Yankiv holds from the Yomid, he holds from Gudasik. And Rabbanan don't hold from the Yomid, don't hold from Gudasik. I didn't know. Rabbanan don't hold from the Yomid, but he holds from Gudasik. What's the Sheikhs? It's a Zaydike machlekes. It's a Zaydike machlekes. But again, so if these Shitas Rishonim, we can't say what we said today in Shir. But we have to find the second Shitas Rishonim. The Avodah is the second Shitas Rishonim that are learning that Machlekes, Reb Yankiv, Verabonon are not if you need one or seven. Rabbonon hold the Yomid doesn't help in a Sukkah, only in Shabbos, and Reb Yankiv holds that it helps. Rabbonon hold that it doesn't help in a Sukkah, and Reb Yankiv hold that it helps. Rabbonon holds you need Nikorois, so it doesn't help. And Rabbi Yankiv holds that you don't need Nikoros. This is Be'etzem, what we're trying to buy us. What we're trying to buy us is the second Mahalach. The Machlekes, Rabbi Yankiv and Rabbonon, if the Yomid helps in a Sukkah or not, Rabbi Yankiv holds, the Yomid was Nemar Legabi Shabbos. Aloch Elamoyshe Misinai. Gudasik was also said Legabi Shabbos. But even so we said, it could be said Legabi Shabbos, but Sukkah needs extra Mechitzas Nikoros. Sukkah needs extra mechitzas nikoros. Rabbanon hold Sukkah needs extra mechitzas nikoros. The Yomid cannot work for Sukkah; could work for Shabbos. And Rabbi Yankiv holds the Yomid could work for Sukkah, as Zevet works for Shabbos. This is the second Shitas Rishonim that we have to buy us. So Be'etzem and B'meila, we could say, have you seen what we said today? But what we're trying to buy us, I'm saying, leave the cheshbonos. The sugi really have to start from here, just and then to go back. This is what we have to buy us. Ra'on Rabbeinu Peretz learn is no lom de shemachlekes Reb Yankiv veRabbanon. Everyone holds from the Yomid. What is good for Shabbos is good for here. Rabbi Avrami Nahardik. What is good for Shabbos is good for here. This is machlekes the shiurim. What is good for Shabbos is good for here. What? I'm trying to be Ashur. I said it's Shver on what we said. If we said a Rashash, it's Shver on what? I said we're not Meshubit in these words of the Rashash. We're trying to get to the Emes of Pshat. The second Mahalach of the Rishonim that we have to boyois from the Teisves here, and we'll see Be'ez Hashem. The Ramban and the Milchames, that they learn pshat that the Machlekes Reb Yankiv and Rabbonon is Avada and Shabbos it works. But if Rabbonon it doesn't work in Sukkah because it's a din Nikoros, and Memele if Reb Yankiv that it works, even that it's not Nikoros, Gudasik also works. If Rabbonon that it doesn't work, Memele also Gudasik will not work. That part is Be'etzem, the Ramban and the Milcham is here. We'll see that Shem tomorrow, the Ramban is very shver. But when you see this, you see Mamish the Pshat, Duch and Duch.